I'm going to have to tell you about this now. Matthias Feist just produced me a beautiful flat white with a tulip and a few hearts sitting in there as well. And you were just saying you learned about flat whites here in England. You didn't even know that they existed.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah? So what do you think about a flat white?
It's really nice. Nice and creamy and good strong coffee.
Yeah, and you learned that here at Old Press.
Yeah. And right now, whenever I go back to Holland, they're actually selling the flat whites as well.
They do?
Yeah, they go worldwide now. Everybody likes them.
So, where in Holland are you from?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Capital, yeah.
Yes. You said you might go back?
Some point, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a beautiful country, so why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
But will you keep in the coffee industry?
Well, it looks like the coffee industry in Holland is growing a lot right now in terms of specialty coffee, so it looks like there's actually some work for me when I go back anyway, so yeah. Probably. There's loads of small roasteries opening up at the moment and small nice cafes.
So it's catching on there as well?
Yeah, very much, yeah.
So do you see yourself really staying in the coffee industry for a long time?
Definitely, yeah.
Because you're still young, I mean you...
25.
Yeah, well, that's young.
Depends on how you see it.
Yeah, it is young.
Yeah, I'm staying in the coffee industry.
You will, yeah. So the coffee bug actually grabbed you.
Yeah, it did, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Caffeine bug, yeah. Can't get rid of it.
So the transition from a barista to a roaster, how would you say, is that kind of a normal progression?
It's not a normal progression, no. It's quite rare, I think. Well, usually all roasters will have been baristas in the past, but it's quite hard to become a roaster after being a barista because there's just not a lot of job openings for a roaster.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's crucial, I think, being a roaster, but it just doesn't happen that often.
What would you say, why does it attract you to be a roaster? Why does it attract you? Why did it pull you to becoming a roaster?
Roasting coffee is one of the most important phases of the whole coffee. There's loads of phases which coffee goes through, but the roasting of the coffee, I think, is the most interesting. The whole chemical process going around and all the different beans and all the different origins and the way they all have a different way to roast and all the different characteristics. It's so wide, the whole information about it. It's incredible. So I think you keep learning things when you roast, and that's the nice thing about it.
Would you say your palate has developed as well?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. How do you train your palate?
Keep cupping every day. Keep drinking your coffees and keep changing around with your brews and your cuppings and your origins. It's just, yeah.
Are you hardwired for drinking all
often,
this coffee?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I jump around a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, but you always got a smile on, so it's great.
That's because of the coffee.
Well, I think you're just a friendly guy.
Thank you.
So thank you for producing a beautiful flat white and for chatting to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, and good luck with wherever it takes you, but I'm sure it's going to be in the coffee industry.
Thank you very much, Mumbo Jumbo. Hi, Mum.